Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 5 regarding the drinking of water. Before the church was built and the temple, or the city, and after the church and the city were built. Okay, go ahead.
The relentless flow of life in the gathering together of God's house.
Okay, then what?
When we get into God's...
What does that mean? The relentless what?
Flow of life. In the gathering together of God's house.
Do you know what that means, anybody? I talk of what?
Well, it's the flow of God in the house of God.
No, you missed a word. The relentless or constant flow. Outside the church, there's not a constant flow. It's temporary, all right? So I'm talking about the constant flow in the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Or the gathering house, place of the houses of God. All right? In my Father's house are many mansions, so there's one house for him to live in, but it consists of many mansions, many vessels, many temples. Okay? Then what?
When we get into God's house, the flow of God's life is constant in the New Jerusalem, the Holy City, and the Tabernacle of God, Revelation 21, 2 through 3.
All right, that's in the book of Revelation. And where is it? Revelation 21, what?
Verses 2 through 3.
Right, then what?
The river of water of life flows constantly, Revelation 22, 1.
22, 1. It never stops. Because if the river stopped in the kingdom of heaven, everyone would die. So we have to depend on the Lord that his word is true in order to have life. Amen?
Amen.
And when people usurp authority and jump in where they're not supposed to jump in, like Gerard did at the church and over at the hospital the other day, there's no water of the Lord there. And when he's done that on many occasions down through the past, we have a whole record of him being a bully and pushing little children around, things like that. And then what?
If the flow within us is occasional and not constant, this means that we are not in the house but are in the wilderness.
Wandering around in circles, you don't know where to go or what to do, like the Jews. And they wound up back at the well. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
With the 5 occasions of drinking before the building of the church or the house of God, problems were solved by the drinking of the living water.
Right. If you are immersed into the water, as it says, fully immersed in the water, as in Ezekiel, there's plenty of scriptures to tell that there's no sickness, disease, or illness, or anything like that when you are fully into the water. I just went in and wrote this up very fast. It's very hard to even get to writing such things as this because the devil within this church, just like there were with Jesus, they keep a person busy in hopes to wear them out or prevent them from getting more messages out. And that ain't right, okay? That just ain't right. I don't really speak like that. That isn't right. And they force my hand to have to put them out. And I keep trying to... A lot of people think that I'm some kind of a Casper milk toast because I haven't thrown them out for a long time. I do wait on the Lord's Spirit to talk to me to do that. And Gerard was put out of the church. Because what he did at the hospital was interrupted Buster when he was witnessing very nicely to people and in the spirit. And he jumped in there and says, "Do you know what sin is?" Right after he'd heard the tape where I said, "You're never supposed to interrupt anybody when they're witnessing." Amen?
Amen.
Even if you hear something wrong, you have to let him go. And then, in a nice way afterwards, just say, "Well, Buster here is a young Christian. And here's what's right, here's what's wrong, okay? But Gerard never did that any more than when he jerked a telephone out of the hand of a little boy when he was talking to his mother and hung the phone up. It's a despicable spirit in that man. He cannot be around baby Christians. Then I told him, don't be around baby Christians. So here he is telling Carlos Parrish, you'll have to go someplace else because I want to sit here with my wife so that we can talk to Buster. And I don't want him to talk to Buster, right? And so he just doesn't pay any attention to anything I say, so he has to be out, all right? Okay, then what?
But flow of water did not flow constantly.
Read the line before.
With the five occasions of drinking before the building of the church or the house of God, problems were solved by the drinking of the living water.
Right. Now, Gerard's problems could go away if he was drinking the Spirit. He said, in other words, part of that is what? Don't usurp authority and obey those that have the rule over you. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yes.
But he doesn't do that, so he's not drinking that. He's spitting that part of the gospel out. Then what?
But the flow of water did not flow constantly.
Right. When you're outside the church, it's not going to flow constantly. When you're out of the gathering place, the home church. And let's face it, that most of the message that are given over there are coming right from here. Okay, so this would be considered a church, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Where as many as two or more people are gathered in my name, it's a church, you know, if they're really called to the Lord. So we've got a lot of people here, okay? There's more than two or three people here. Isn't there probably at least 10 or 15 people here right now, huh?
Yes.
That's just in this little chapel that we have over here in school area that I'm delivering this message from. Okay, and then what else?
Once the house and the city was established, the water began flowing constantly.
Right, because they could go into the temple in Israel. They could get sacrifices, give sacrifices, and then they could see that their sins were forgiven because the high priest would present them before the Lord. And if the Lord, he knows whether it's just a phony attempt to get the sins forgiven when you go buy a lamb or any other kind of sacrifice. And sometimes he would not come down in his Shekinah glory to where the person could see that they'd been forgiven. All right, then what?
Our problems will come back again because we have only the instant flow.
Yeah, if we only have the instant flow, then what?
And not the constant flow.
Right, you have to have a constant flow every day. And some people act afraid of receiving something from the Lord because they love death rather than life. Because these are words of life. Amen?
Amen.
And why are they afraid of life and not afraid of death, eternal condemnation in hell? I don't know. It's just they're crazy or something. Amen? They have to be totally perverted. Then what?
We need to get into the house to enjoy the constant flow of God's eternal life in us constantly.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All of us who are in the home practical church can testify of the difference regarding the inner flow of life before and after we have come into the church life.
All right. The church life is not... Now, when you're out there on your own, you may do things that are not acceptable to the Lord. Everybody will, and there's nobody around to rebuke you. And so the world begins pulling you, Satan begins pulling you, you have these vain imaginations, and pretty soon you're sucked into the world again, and you'll be lost. Then what?
After I received the Lord, I experienced the flow, but shortly after that initial experience, the flow was cut off.
Right, where are you, Lord? Well, the Lord says, open a church. Amen? So we did. I had a flow. I never really have felt that cut off from the Lord at all. I knew he was there, and I knew I was all right. Then what else?
This flow would come back occasionally and instantly, but then it would stop again.
Mm-hmm. And what?
After I came into the church life, I have enjoyed the constant flow. We need to pay our full attention in these two sections in the history of the Lord God's children.
These two sections of history, in the Lord's what?
The Lord God's children.
Okay, what two sections? What am I talking about? You following closely? The section where they were drinking before the church was built in the city, and the section after the church was built and the city was built, all right? This is part of the history where they were drinking the water before the church and the city was built, and then they were drinking it after the church was built and the city was built. Two different things. First they had occasional, now they have permanent. All right? But some people even fall away in the church because when people cast their nets into the water of the world to bring up fish, and the Lord likens us unto fishers of men. You pick up eels, lobsters, shrimp, all kinds of unclean people, and they are eliminated, and then you sort them out when they're in the church because you're using a measuring rod that if they get so bad that they're not bringing in souls, but they're throwing souls, the souls of the new people that are come in, you have to get rid of that person. And they just think that we have no mercy on them. No, I have to have mercy on the rest of the sheep. Amen?
Amen.
The lambs. You can't let this kind of testimony be presented and condoned in the church, in the gathering place of the churches, the homie church, okay? If you want to be a homie, you have to live like the best, the rest of the people in the hood, amen?
Amen.
All right, maybe you understand that language better, right? You know what the hood is, don't you? The neighborhood. And a homie is somebody that's in that neighborhood. And most people, you know, these gangs don't allow anybody to come into their hood. Unless you want to fight or die, okay? Except we, I've gone into the hoods everywhere, you know, in the gospel field. Because they know what I'm doing, and they just leave you alone. But if they know you're what they call a gangbanger, you're going out into different neighborhoods, and they see you in there, they figure you're spying out their territory, their hood. And many people have died doing that. But I'm not trying to frighten you of the hoods, because the Lord, if the Lord is with you and he's telling you to go in there, go in. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing will harm you. Then what else?
The section of the water flowing for drinking before the building of the house with the city, and the other section afterwards.
The other section of history of the drinking. This is the history of drinking of the children of Israel. Then what else?
In the history before the building, the water flows occasionally and instantly. But in the history after the building, the water flows constantly, eternally.
Right, because that's the same. Whatever spirit is in you here is the spirit that if it is taken out of you, that's what's going to stand before the Lord, whatever's on your soul. And you're not going to argue your way out of that. You have to get that soul right with the Lord to just and only do his will. All right? Otherwise, your spirit, if you try to present it before the Lord, he's not an unjust judge, or you'll know that he's not a cast from milk toast when he's casting your soul into hell. If you've got some unforgiven sin on your soul, and if you're throwing souls in the church, if I would allow somebody to do that, I'd be as bad as Eli, the priest, who allowed his sons to fornicate with some of the women that were coming into the church, all right, to throw their souls. And I wouldn't want to do that, because you can't be fornicating with the Word of God. You have to do exactly what he says, or you can't be here. Now, there's a lot of churches that allow you in, no matter what you do. You can throw fits, usurp authority, and as they say, now, everything is just fine. But not me, okay? This is to be a lighthouse. And when the Lord tells me, you got to let him go, like he did Birgitta, I had to let her go. Even though I loved her, I had to let her go. He said, get her out of here. So don't, I am obedient to the Lord. Don't push the Lord, because when he tells me to do something, I will do it. That's one of the things that the Lord told me to do when if I want those people to, on the jury to put not guilty, that I had to be a little more tolerant with the brethren. And so I am, but there's a point where the Lord says that she or he's never going to be any better. She's over with. Get her out. Okay? You say, you may pout and cry and kick and all this sort of thing, but you're out. And the Lord says, you're out.
Today we should not be in the wilderness, but in the house and in the city.
Right, because in the wilderness they just kept going around in circles for 40 years. And they never did make it in anyway. They just never learned their lessons. They were hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and they won't receive what the Lord tells them to do. They think they're above. They've raised themselves up against the Word of God. Some people you tell them be quiet and they will not. And that to me is like, according to Scripture, is like a stubborn witch. And you're not supposed to bring accusations against an elder without two or more witnesses. And I'm not talking about, and the Lord is not talking about witnesses that are not real witnesses. He's talking about witnesses that really do witness and win souls and are living a straight life before God. Okay, so don't just bring any trollop in front of me, because I know almost everybody's history in this church and who you've conned into writing up something on you. There's so many back reports on some of these people that their file folders are 1.5 to 2, 3, 4 inches and 5 and 6 inches thick. So that's more than two witnesses. Right, then what else?
We need to be in the house and in the city to have the constant flow of the living water.
Yeah, so that you can be reproved and rebuked, and so you can be chastened. The Lord chastens those that he loves, but if you don't want the chastening, well then he won't give it to you. He'll just take his hand off you and let you be in a situation where you need help and you won't get any. Some people think they can talk down to people and things like that out in the world and butt in on their conversations. And I've seen people do that before, and there's been people in this church that beat them to a pulp, because you don't know how deep they are in the water of the Lord in the 47th chapter of Ezekiel, right? So you have to be swimming in the water, fully yielding yourself to the Lord and all of his words, and to constantly receive the message of yielding to his word. Then what?
We should never be satisfied with the occasional flow in the wilderness.
No, because you're going to fall. And the Lord said there'd be a great falling away before he comes back. And they are. There's homosexual churches now, lesbian churches. And the Lord showed his disdain and anger and wrath towards the homosexuals and lesbians by burning them up in Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he also shows his hatred for them in the New Testament in the first chapter of Romans, where he states they're worthy of death. Now, if the Lord has shown examples of this kind of thing, then people better obey them. Amen?
Amen.
But you don't have to, because if you don't, though, remember when you're being cast into hell that I told you so. Okay? And then what?
We should never be satisfied with the occasional flow in the wilderness, but we will be in heaven and not like the 5 foolish virgins.
Yeah, there was 10 foolish virgins. They were all virgins. They were all washed in the blood. They were all filled with the Spirit. But they didn't. The 5 foolish ones didn't keep a constant flow going through. And then when the bridegroom came, they were lost. the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead had evaporated out of them. They were like dead fish in the water. And they cried out to the obedient ones, give us some of your oil, give us some messages here. No. We have what we have. It's too late. The Lord has come right now. Goodbye, friend. Okay, then that's.
We will all need to experience the constant flow in the house of God and in the city of God.
Okay, praise the Lord. I cut these messages down because people said that they can't really remember everything. So these are short messages that you should play two or three times. Necessary to get your soul, your spirit, your mind right with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. Goodbye.